Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 23rd of November and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition. How's Thursday morning treating you guys? Almost drawing toward the close of the year, and it's just, I always love and hate the end of the year because it legitimately gives you an excuse to chill, but it also kind of makes you wonder about the fact that time is literally flying. So yeah, it gets the whole action zone in, but also gives you some good time to relax. On that note, we're going to discuss what's happening around the world, which is what we do on this podcast. EV vehicles, that is electric vehicles actually, can make $300 billion battery market in India. Lebanese Prime Minister puts his resignation on hold. The US accused Myanmar of ethnic cleansing. More news on the US, they're celebrating Thanksgiving. Lots of turkeys and mashed potatoes being sold there. And Tesla is burning through 3 crore rupees every hour. The cash-strapped company is having a hard time managing its cash. But Elon Musk is a crazy guy and he always finds a way out. We'll discuss how they're going to look at dealing with their cash issues. First piece in the news is electric vehicles can make a $300 billion battery market. India's move towards 100% electric vehicles by 2030 could create a $300 billion domestic battery market, according to a report by Niti Aayog and US's Rocky Mountain Institute. India will account for 2/5 of global EV battery demand by 2030. Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant has said that India's mobility transformation presents an enormous economic opportunity for India. So yes, that's right. Apparently, India's planning to move to 100% electric vehicles by 2030. I don't know if that's going to be possible. Very ambitious plans, but I'm guessing deadlines help you achieve something sooner or later. Next piece on the news is about Lebanese Prime Minister and his decision to put his resignation on hold. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri on Wednesday said that he has suspended his resignation at the request of President Michel Aoun to allow more dialogue on the political situation. For those of you who are not updated, Lebanese Prime Minister was actually traveling to Saudi Arabia when he was officially holding his position, and Saudi Arabia apparently influenced him to quit. And he came back from that trip and immediately announced in a press conference that he's going to quit. So Saudi's trying to control and cause chaos in Lebanon, but it's not working out so well for them. Apparently Saudi Arabia is poking its nose everywhere in the affairs of Iran, Iraq, just in the rest of Middle East. It wants to claim the whole ownership and has always been very insecure about its position. Yeah, that's about Lebanon and its prime minister. So, speaking about America shifting continents, the US accused Myanmar of ethnic cleansing. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson cited the military's horrendous atrocities against Rohingya Muslims and finally officially gave it the term of ethnic cleansing that Myanmar is refusing to accept. The designation clears the way for US sanctions against Myanmar, whose military campaign against the repressed minority has caused more than 600,000 Rohingyan Muslims to flee the country. They're being housed in Bangladesh at the moment, but Aung San Suu Kyi, who is the de facto leader of Myanmar, is actually hoping to find a resolution to this and welcome the Rohingyan Muslims back in the country before the end of this year. We'll see how that turns out. Next piece on the news is the United States celebrates Thanksgiving. Markets will close, 46 million turkeys will be consumed, and roads and airports will be jammed. An estimated 50 million people will travel at least 50 miles for their feasts. The United States Thanksgiving is big in terms of just retail sales. They hit an all-time high, and Black Friday is when most of the people line up on stores, but I'm guessing there's a good bunch of online sales as well. that's going to happen. And then it's followed by the Cyber Monday, which is the Monday right after the Friday of Black Friday, which has a lot of electronic gadget sales. So if you want to stock up on your Kindles, your headphones, laptops, that's a good time to get it. Last piece on the news is Tesla burning through 3 crore rupees every hour. American electric car maker Tesla has been burning cash at the rate of 480,000 rupees, dollars, which is almost 3 crores every hour for the past 12 months. Wow, that is literally 72 crore rupees in a day, and that multiplied by 12 months is almost 1,000 crores. At the current pace, it will exhaust its entire stockpile of cash by August 2018, according to Bloomberg. Tesla, however, said that it has enough money to meet its Model 3 production target by March end, which has been delayed. Elon Musk is always doing crazy things, and this is just one among the many. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 23rd of November. You're listening to your host, Ashwin. I hope you guys have a great Thursday. And in the background, I'm leaving you with Walk by Ixon. It's got a good peppy beat to it.